is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
City needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
The one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we shall talk sports and other things.
Emphasis on other things today, probably.
How are we today? A confused thumbs up from Cam. You okay over there?
The cameras are all...
These guys did something weird again and didn't fix it.
What is wrong with these?
What's wrong with the boy?
Guys, we're going to move the cameras, move them back.
You're going to close the beds, open them back up. What is wrong with these guys?
They just recklessly...
Kids.
Put kids.
I give them the benefit of the doubt for being more mature than their age, but it comes down to they're just kids.
Damn kids. Just refusing and responding. Hijacked from the beginning because Cam had to adjust his camera.
It's still not right. I'll have to adjust it.
Which then put his arm in front of the other camera. So if you're watching on Periscope, getting ready to tune in, you're like, what the hell is going on there? Chuck's the only one from that show that I could tolerate. Chuck's the only one I trust. That guy's a rising star. Cody, how are you, my friend?
Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. Another thing they do, not to complain too much, but the chairs, too wet. I understand we're disinfecting and everything, but maybe just a casual spray of the Lysol. I mean, they wipe the whole thing down. I'm sitting in a wet chair.
Oh.
I got disinfectant on my bum.
Okay.
Yet another thing to complain about with these people. Oh, well, it is what it is. I'm okay. It's good to be here on a Thursday. How are you?
I'm a little allergied up today.
Uh-oh.
My nose is itching.
Oh, no. You sure that's what it is?
I haven't seen itchy nose on any symptom list, but...
I've seen runny nose.
You've seen runny nose on there?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's not all the way runny. It's just itchy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But either way.
Well, did you have a good night last night? Did you do anything productive?
No, nothing productive. Well, I mean, I did a podcast. My little side. Yeah, my little side platform or whatever. I did a podcast there. That and I watched TV and ate dinner. That was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Took out a bag of trash.
Since all this started, have you done anything productive? Like, what's the most productive thing you've done as far as bettering your life?
Bettering my life?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like every time I work, I better my life. Every time I do a podcast or something, that's good reps. But as far as, like, bettering my life,
I
mowed my yard, but I don't know if that bettered my life. Just
temporarily.
It was just the front of the yard, too. It wasn't even the full yard. Again, I have been playing chess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that is making me any better or not.
It's probably
in terms of life. It's a good mental exercise, I guess.
It's a good brain exercise, I think. It's good for the head to do that.
But no, probably not technically. I don't guess I have done anything to better my life. Have you?
No, not really.
Usually when you ask me these questions, you are just simply asking me these questions so that then you can tell me what you have done.
That's not true at all, because my answer to that is no, not really. I didn't have something I was eagerly awaiting to tell you. Sometimes I just want to know what's on your mind.
Yeah.
Take your brush and paint me. Do it.
I'm not going to paint you.
Paint me.
I don't
have
enough.
With your broad brush.
I don't have enough paint. I don't have enough paint.
You could paint me with one can.
I don't have a can of paint.
I don't have any paint at all. You were trying to make a fat joke, and that's fine.
I wasn't.
And that's fine.
I was simply saying,
but,
no, you took it. That's sad. That's your insecurities coming out.
I don't have enough paint.
I simply meant it as you are just a complex individual, and painting you would just take way too much things because you are just too deep.
I'm sure that's what you meant.
You are too deep, and
too deep,
me
huh?
painting you would just be tough. You are a complex individual, Cody.
Hmm.
There would be the layer that looks like a dumb oaf, that looks like he's just a buffoon, that looks like he can't think much further than two steps down the line. That's the outer shell of you looks like. That would take some paint. But then I would have to find a way to layer you up and say, well, actually, this big tough guy, this big oaf, this big Shrek-looking dude that acts like he doesn't care at all, he's actually very sensitive and sweet. And then I have to do that part of it. But then under that layer, we go back to some insecurities and interests. And, oh, look. Here's a guy who just loves the Rolling Stones, but wait, he actually likes Kanye West some too. And he's trying to branch out in movies. And oh, wait, here's a mob thing. There's just a whole big mob section of your mob fantasies mixed in with, some Ted. I got to paint a little teddy bear somewhere in your heart because you always talk about that damn teddy bear.
The fact that
I just
you
don't have enough
break
paint.
Me down. You break me down and you put Ted in the top five of things about me means
that
you clearly do not know much about me if that's where you go.
I called you.
I like Ted, but Ted's not even top ten.
Oaf, Shrek, don't care, buffoon. Those were four of the top things. I said Rolling Stones before Ted, so I mean Ted wasn't top five. Sensitive, sweet. There's two more things.
I don't appreciate you describing me as an oaf.
I said that's just your outer layer. Your outer layer, not what's inside, your outer layer.
It's not my outer layer.
It is your outer layer. When people see you, they see oaf and buffoon.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, you got a new gray shirt. You look nice.
That
may
be what
you
see.
That shirt's way better than your other shirt. Your other gray shirt?
What are you talking about?
The new gray shirt you have on is way better than your other gray t-shirt.
That's just a gray shirt.
Yeah, but that fabric looks way better than that, like... I don't want to call it cheap. It's not cheap, but just
is cheap.
The air dry, the dry fit.
It's cheap.
It looks cheap. It looks like a Russell Athletic shirt.
It is.
Oh.
Actually, it's not Russell Athletic. It's not even.
A rung lower than that.
Yeah. It's straight from Belk, the Belk Athletic section in the big and tall.
Yeah. So
I don't even know the brand name.
Yeah. That shirt always makes me just, look at this guy. But that shirt, that's a nice looking gray shirt.
Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate your criticism.
That was a compliment.
And your
how did I criticize you? I complimented you. I said you had a nice new shirt.
And your slow deterioration of my psyche here. I really appreciate it.
No, these are all compliments.
In 5 minutes, you've called me an oaf. You've referred to me as a buffoon.
I said that was your
you've
outer
said
shell.
That you're, I that my clothing
please,
is cheap.
Please specify.
You know
the
what
outer
I was gonna, if I was going to paint you? You know what I'd paint you? White, just plain white.
For pure.
For basic.
For pure and like a light
basic
among people.
John. That's what I'd paint you as.
Please note, if you are listening, I was complimenting Cody. I was saying he was very layered.
Oh, yeah. It really sounded very complimentary.
I said you were very layered.
Very complimentary.
I said your outer shell, the persona you put out, is oaf and buffoon.
That's not the persona I put out.
It kind of is.
No, it's not. I don't do the Chris Farley thing. That's not me.
I didn't say you do the physical comedy.
That's not
like
who
Chris
I am.
Farley. Chris Farley was all physical comedy. He didn't act dumb. He just
I don't act dumb either. I'm very smart.
I know you're smart.
Just because you think you're so smart doesn't mean I'm not smart.
This has nothing to do with me and you comparing our intelligence. That's
all
I'm saying.
If you want to view me as an oaf, feel free.
I'm going to ask you to do things on a scale of 1 to 20, and then I multiply it up to 5, and you misdo the numbers.
That's a joke.
That is your persona of you playing into the oaf thing.
That's just a bit we do. That's just a thing we do.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes, I know it is not the real you. I understand that.
I don't think people
this is your persona
that.
Of being an oaf. No, people think it. Every time you do it, people tweet in.
Well, that shows
so-and-so tops five is not that.
Well, that shows the intelligence level of those people.
And that's the brilliance of the bit. The smart guy is not smart enough to realize it, but I'm simply saying that plays into your persona. Thank you.
I don't want
that
to be my persona.
Well, okay, that's fine. We could change it, but I'm simply saying that's your outer layer.
I don't know what layers I am.
Most oafs wouldn't.
some people
they wouldn't be able to self-reflect to know the layer. So I mean, some people, that's just you playing into your persona more. I appreciate it.
Some people tell me I'm very cynical.
You are cynical on the outside.
Can an oaf be cynical?
Shrek was pretty cynical. Shrek was pretty cynical until he found love.
Shrek was not an oaf. An oaf is a big dumb guy. Shrek was pretty smart.
He was an ogre, but an oaf is what they thought. That's what they thought of him.
You don't know what the term oaf means.
Yes, I do. It means big dumb guy.
An oaf is a fool.
Yes, a big dumb guy.
Right.
Yes.
Shrek was not dumb.
We knew Shrek wasn't dumb. They thought Shrek was dumb at the beginning.
Well, maybe because of the way he looked, they might have labeled him.
Yes, precisely. His outer layer.
Labeled him.
Your outer layer is what you is what your perception is.
Back like an onion.
Exactly. Thank you. This is proving my whole entire point of the whole entire exercise.
No, that's him. That's Shrek. That's not me. It's not who I am. I'm not Shrek.
I know it's not who you actually are. Again, that's the point.
You don't know me. You think you know me.
Edge is back, you know.
There's a lot you don't know.
Edge is back, you know.
He's got a thing with Randy Orton.
Yeah, yeah.
Going.
Yeah, apparently they're taping WrestleMania the last, like, 2 days, I think. I think they're taping it, like, now or yesterday.
Really?
As they get ready to air it, yeah.
Well, that seems
strange, but I guess they have to make it as tight as possible since there would be no fans there. He's got to have it tidy and looking good and try to make it as good as possible.
Weird times that we're living in here.
Yep. We'll see if we can scrounge up some stories of the day. See if we can find up any stories. We might have to just go into the well and, I don't know, maybe look at the schedule, maybe go down memory lane of what's the most painful thing you've ever endured as a sports fan.
Now you're calling me a whale?
What did I say that implied well?
Go into the whale and look for a story. Because typically you'll ask me, what's the sports story of the day?
This is you projecting. Saying, this is one of your layers of your actual, like, this is the second layer where you act like you don't care, but really your second layer, you're just a big sweetheart with insecurities.
Label me as a sweetheart.
You seem bothered by the implication that I would be calling you a whale. No.
We're going to go into the whale to my left, and we're going to ask him.
That's not what was happening there. I was simply referring to, like, a water well.
That's why you made the comment about the gray shirt, huh?
Are wells gray? I think of wells
as
being
black. Some
whales
have gray
shirts.
When
I think of whale, I think black and white.
No, you've never seen a sperm whale.
I don't know if I have seen a sperm whale.
What about a gray whale?
I watched Free Willy, though.
There is a gray whale.
I watched Free Willy, and I know he was black and white.
He was an orca, right? Yeah.
Is that different than a whale? It's technically a dolphin. It's technically a dolphin? So orcas aren't whales?
What?
So is the orca the largest mammal on Earth? Because aren't dolphins technically mammals?
Whales are mammals, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Right.
Blue whale's the largest mammal.
Blue whale. What
is the orca and the killer whale the same thing?
Yeah, orca and killer whale are the same thing, but orcas are technically the largest member of the dolphin family.
Are dolphins not considered mammals?
They are. But whales are mammals also.
Right, but what's a bigger mammal than the whale?
Blue whale. Blue whales get...
Yeah. Well, is he a mammal?
Yeah.
Well, I just asked if the whale was the biggest member of the mammal family.
Oh, you said the orca. Remember?
Oh.
Yeah.
Either way.
But yeah, no, blue whale's the biggest mammal. Yeah.
So all
blue
whales are
massive.
All whales are orcas?
No.
I mean, all whales are dolphins, I mean?
No. Whales are their own separate thing.
So the blue whale is also a mammal?
Yeah, they're just different types of mammals. But
blue whale's huge.
Yeah, they get like a 100 feet, they're massive.
Blue whale's about the size of your ego. Pretty massive. But the orca, if the killer whale is the orca, I thought dolphins are nice. So
that's
why
they
is
want
the,
you to think.
Well, why is the biggest one so
I
mean?
I don't think dolphins are nice. Dolphins are kind of jerks.
You can swim
dolphins
with them.
Are sneaky.
You can
evil.
Swim with them, though.
They're evil.
You can touch them.
Yeah, some of them.
You can touch
you them. You can swim with them.
You
don't know what they're saying. You don't know
kisses
what they're
saying. On the nose.
You don't know what they're saying
that's
behind
their
back.
Plan.
You don't know what they're saying to the other mammals, to the other dolphins. We believe that dolphins communicate with each other, right? Through
they do, absolutely.
Right,
yeah.
So like we don't know what they're saying about you as you swim with them. That doesn't mean they're nice.
What
just
do you think
they'd
say?
This guy can't really swim well. This guy stinks. Like this guy, I wouldn't even eat this
stinks.
Guy if I had to or something.
Stinks,
I don't know what the dolphins would
I'd
say.
I'd shower before I got in the dolphin pit.
You would shower before you got in the dolphin pit?
Yeah,
I feel like I would shower after I got out of the dolphin pit.
I would shower after.
That's too. That's a lot of water. Your skin's gonna be pretty dry, bro.
It's already pretty dry from all the hand washing.
That's true. Amen to that, brother. Look at my hands. Look how dry my hands are.
Yeah, You know, I just saw a doctor, too, on the news yesterday, and he said, you want to wash your hands constantly, but not too much, because if you start to get cracks in your skin, then that can open you up to more infection. I'm like, what do these people want us to do?
What a tangled web we weave. We will free Cody on the other side. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Drink what you...
All right, back on the program. Is there anything, Cody, that you think would classify as a story of the day in the sports world? Anything? Is there anything out there? Because I do think we are now officially at the deadest of the points of the sports calendar, of the new sports calendar, of course. We are at the newest, deadest spot.
Well, the WNBA is holding a televised virtual draft on April 17th.
You say that, and I'm like, okay, that's not a bad suggestion for story of the day, which is kind of sad, but I think that's fair.
It was a joke. I was just messing around with you.
I mean, it might be the biggest story of the day. I mean, like, you know, they are up ahead of the NFL draft. We talked about the future of the NFL draft and when they're going to do it in the WNBA. Now, I mean, I don't know what the different financial ramifications would be or how much tougher it is or how much more, you know, further along the process they were of evaluating people and having interviews. I wouldn't imagine they were much closer because, I mean, women's college basketball season was still going on this whole time, right? So I wouldn't imagine many of the women are doing any pre-draft stuff. Now, I would also say that we have to acknowledge that the stakes are a little bit different, right?
Yes.
The stakes are a little bit different in your WNBA season than it is the NFL season. When I say the stakes are different, obviously the league is more popular. Contracts are much more. There is usually a pretty clear-cut top 10, top 15 players in the WNBA in the draft. Like, you know who could be good prospects. Who the first-round pick should be, type of thing.
Taller and have the most testosterone of the other women.
Or just had, like, a really, like, crazy college career. Like, you know, that Ionescu girl, I would imagine, is the clear-cut number one in the WNBA draft. Like,
yeah, she's special.
I wouldn't imagine there's anybody competing for number or, you know, competing to take her spot.
Yep, so the WNBA draft, that's something we're all looking forward to.
So how are they going to do it, though? You said virtual, like, virtualized, it's all going to be like in bunkers, Skyping in, does it say, or what?
The WNBA will hold its draft April 17th, as originally scheduled.
Right.
There will be
no...
That
is, what, 3 weeks from now, basically?
Yeah. There will be no gathering of draftees, media, or fans because of the, because of Rona. Instead, Commissioner Kathy Engelbert will announce the picks live on a broadcast starting at 8 o'clock Eastern with the top prospects taking part remotely. The New York Liberty have the first overall selection and are expected to pick Oregon guard Sabrina Ionescu.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a shame they won't have the chance to walk onto stage and pose for the standard photo holding up their new team's jersey.
I mean, it is going to suck for all of the people getting set to get drafted, right? That is going to suck for those prospects.
Yeah, so I guess the commissioner is just going to announce them on the TV one by one.
Now, they are, you know, they're going to be fine. They're going to get drafted. They're going to get paid, all of that stuff. But it does probably stink for those players not to have that moment, just the same as it stunk for those same players, especially, you know, the women who usually are 3-4 year players, right, that they didn't get to finish their career. Like, double whammy for the Sabrina Ionescu, who was like, didn't get a chance to win the championship and didn't get a chance to walk across the stage as the number one pick. So that stinks for her. Obviously it's gonna stink for the NFL players who don't get to go across a boat in Las Vegas and dap up the commissioner. But
I was a little concerned about that anyway.
Well, you had that concern from people.
I thought there might have been a couple of drownings. I wasn't looking forward to that.
You had other people talking about the racial ramifications, trying to make it a racial story. which, you know, seems kind of laughable at the time, but you had those stories out there.
Because the black guy on a boat?
Black guy on a boat going to his new, introduced to his new owner was the thing people were trying to link there.
Well, that's kind of creative to think about it that way. I
wouldn't.
Your
brain
even
has to be really wired to try to detect any type of racism thing you can detect to draw that line. But
I wouldn't have even thought about that. But when you bring it up, it is kind of interesting.
Sure.
I just worry about guys falling off.
You were worried about drowning, and that's fine. That's fine.
It depends on what kind of boat they would have used, though.
That was going to be interesting. I wanted to see them, like, canoe over.
Yeah, was it going to be a small boat or a pretty big boat? Like,
because sometimes,
you know how it is. I mean, if you've ever gotten in a boat, if it's a small boat, you got to have some balance, and you got to, you know, you lean too far to one side, you'll tip the boat, especially if you're top heavy, which a lot of those linemen they'd be drafting are.
Okay.
So it's a shame we won't get to see that.
Man, we're in a bad spot where the biggest sports story is the WNBA is going to continue with their draft.
I was just messing around with that.
I mean,
there's other stuff going on, I'm sure.
Like what? I mean, baseball was supposed to start today.
Yeah.
Today would have been opening day for baseball. It isn't going to start, I guess.
Well, we could talk about the things we're looking forward to most with baseball season. What we would have looked forward to with today.
What do you got for me other than, like, the Dodgers?
How many Astros players ended up getting hit would have been another good topic. I'd be intrigued by that.
Yeah, the Astros scandal is over, right? Like people probably aren't going to care about that at all when the season starts back. It's just going to be like, wow, we're so happy to be playing baseball.
Yeah, that's over and done with at this point.
You had Mark Cuban come out and make his predictions about when the NBA season was going to remain, and now he's had people, you know, kind of come out and question that. And you had the NBA talk and say, you know, links of stuff about what they're planning, and now Mark Cuban's had to clarify. I guess we could dive into that and what we think. You know, the NBA is the biggest sports league right now that is being affected, disrupted in the middle of their season, or really, you know, towards the end of their season. So now, when they announce they're going to get back on the court is probably the biggest sports story right now, right?
Yeah. They should probably just name the champion off of the standings.
Well, that would be the Milwaukee Bucks.
In the West. The standings from the West is what they should look at.
Yeah.
They should just name a champion.
Just from the second place team in the league, but the first place team in the West?
Yeah, because I think we all know the champion probably would have came from the West. So I think the commissioner, you know, should just say, look, we know that probably would have happened.
Why do we think that?
Just because that's usually how it's happened.
Last year, an Eastern Conference team won the title, though.
Yeah, but the last several years, it's been a Western Conference team for the most part.
I think the last 5 years, it's probably 2-3, right? 3-2. I guess the West has probably won 3 compared to 2.
Right. Right, because you had the Cavs had one, but You got to factor in LeBron, too. He won that with the Cavs,
sure.
So you got to try to make it to where LeBron and the Lakers would win the title.
But would you also like take into account that the Warriors are no longer the Warriors? Because I mean, like, they won all three of the championships in the last 5 years for the West, and now they're gone. So
now the best thing to do is just look at point differential from the Western Conference,
okay,
and you'll see who the class. Really
I mean, to that was. Same respect, I mean, it's kind of weird to think about the last five champions. I mean, Warriors gone. And LeBron and Kawhi, who won it for the East, are now in the West. So, I mean, who knows?
Things have really been shaken up.
Things have really been shaken up.
A whole lot of shaking going on.
We'll kind of look at what Mark Cuban and the NBA said coming up after the break, because I do think that is currently the biggest sports story right now. Stick with us as Talk Sports. It's Fan Run Radio.
My name is John Reed, and for years people made fun of me.
I'm in that 745. Hope I can come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up.
Back on the program. Do you have any other suggestions on what potentially the biggest sports story is right now?
Well, no, not really. I mean, if you, I don't know. I mean, Sean Payton's feeling better.
I'd completely forgotten that he was sick.
He got the the thing going around. He got it. Have you seen? I mean, the biggest story. It's not a sports story, but I assume you've seen what's going on in New York right now.
Well, the biggest story is the coronavirus, yes, and how it is. Which one are you talking about? The Queens story from the hospital?
The Queens and how the morgues are getting filled up, and they're having to bring in these trucks to put the bodies in.
Yeah,
and
I tweeted about that last night. I don't know if that's maybe where you saw it or something. I don't know. Maybe you had seen it otherwise.
I saw it from the New York Times.
Yeah, I quote tweeted their article. I read that like right before bed last night, which was not good nighttime reading. But yeah, I mean, that's obviously the biggest story. I didn't want to like start there in the lunchtime hour. But yeah, New York having to bring in refrigerated trucks to put dead bodies in so that they don't spoil is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And there was another country, I can't remember which one it was, between India and Spain, that was having to use ice rinks the same way. They were having so many dead bodies, they were having to put them in the ice skating rinks to keep the temperature. Obviously, that's the biggest sports story. Or obviously, that's the biggest story in the world. We know that. I'm just looking at it through a sports lens. Twitter writes in asking, what percentage of Americans do you think can swim? Adult Americans.
You know, I was wondering about that the other day. You know how people say, oh, I can't swim, I can't swim. Will those people just let themselves drown? Can they not keep themselves above the water?
Well, that's what I was going to ask, is what do we deem as being able to swim? Like, get in the water and not die? Like, I put you in the water and I'm like, hey, you got to swim 20 feet to the wall, like, how many people can at least, like, doggy paddle or, like...
move your body. Just move.
How many people Well, I mean, I don't think it's that simple for people.
It is. To avoid, I mean, to just get to the...
get in the water and just move your body.
You can't?
Well, that's not swimming. If you get in the water and you're just
We're not talking about being Michael Phelps. You're talking about him getting to a wall 20 feet away.
You could jump in and you can... Well, I mean, I'm just saying move your body is like you just get there and twist side to side like you're Chubby Checkers. You're going to go down.
Well, you got to pull the water back and move forward.
Well, that is the people who don't know how to swim. Like, they don't know how to do that.
So if you put those people, there are people, you're saying that there are people that you could put in the middle of water and the wall's 20 feet away and they couldn't get there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That
would then panic and drown, yes.
You think so?
Yes.
People that are not like babies?
Babies actually could swim better.
There are adults.
If you put a newborn in the baby right away, like the newborn figures out how to float. You ever seen that?
Well, that's probably just a survival thing, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they can't swim, but they can float. Like, humans lose that ability because they then start freaking out and don't let their bodies. You throw a baby in there from a very, like I'm talking like I think it was like 6 weeks old or something. Like, the baby will go down and then pop up and lay on its back. I mean, that's what they'll do. And, like, they recommend doing that to kind of get your baby used to...
Just tossing it in a pool?
That's what they do. I'm telling you, there's a video. Like, they throw it in.
They recommend it? Who recommends it?
It's like swimming lessons. Like, I mean, the video I saw looked like it was like the YMCA or some of the sorts.
I don't think you can... I think the Child Protective Services would come at some point.
You're there to pick the baby up if the baby sinks.
You can't just throw a baby in a pool.
It's natural instincts. The instincts kick in and the baby starts swimming.
You cannot go up to the high dive and drop your baby
in. Not a high dive. I'm talking about, like, drop the baby in the water and it'll you're in the water with
toss
the baby.
Toss it or drop it.
You're in the water with the baby. You pick the baby up. You let go of it. It goes down and then it pops back up.
Okay,
no,
you made it sound like you're just standing by the side of the pool and you just throw it in like a sack of potatoes.
Well, I said you drop your kid in the water. I didn't make it sound like anything. I said you can put a baby in water and it will float is what I said.
Good luck.
I don't think I ever just made it sound like you could throw it from a high dive and it'll be fine. Although I don't know if it would or not.
Walk up to a cliff. And just throw it into the lake and see what happens. I don't think
you could drop it off the side of the water and it would be fun. If you're standing on the side of the pool and drop it in, I think it'd be fun. That's not the video I saw.
If you did it, you'd need to be in a controlled situation.
Sure.
You wouldn't want to take the baby in the ocean, probably.
No, I would imagine things get different when the ocean's there and the tide and the waves.
You're so salty.
I imagine that the rules get different there. But yes, I do think there are adults that you could put in the water that would drown.
I guess there are. It's wild to me to think about it, that someone could not keep their head above the water.
And I think if you went from 20 feet to 100 feet, it would be much, much worse.
I mean, you make enough movement with your arms, though, you keep your head above the water. Like, if we were to go
people
out on
get
a...
People tired, though. That's the thing, is people get tired and people panic. It's the panic that causes people.
I just don't know.
Treading water
that.
Is a skill.
Okay, yeah. This hits close to home to me, because, like, I can swim, but I can't tread water. Like, if I stop moving, I sink. But I can swim places. Like,
well,
I can
everyone
go back and forth, but
sinks
like,
if you don't move around a little bit.
Well, right? I can't even tread water.
Right, but treading water is a skill. Like, not everyone can tread water.
I can't at all. I've tried to learn.
So you could drown?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I could swim the 20 feet. Like,
but
like,
again, if you
like
moved it from 100
to... I'd probably be toast.
Really? If you moved it from 20 to 100, yeah.
So
like,
would you have to swim under the water and, like, hold your breath? Is that how you would do it?
That'd probably be my best bet, but, like, I started sinking.
That was my dad's best bet. He couldn't really swim either. Like, he could swim, like, underwater for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, but I don't know how... Like, it was just, like, a little above-ground pool I had when I was younger, but he always said he couldn't swim, but he had kind of learned in there, like, if just... pushing off on the wall and swimming and coming back up, like in a controlled environment where he could touch the bottom.
That's so wild to me. So, like, there's a lot of people, like, if you're just out on a party barge and you push them into the lake,
you don't have access.
Drown.
If you don't have access to water when you're younger, man, like, I think...
Everybody's got access to water, don't they? I mean, everybody's got a creek or a river or something nearby.
I mean, a creek is 2 feet deep.
You'd be
I mean, there's
surprised.
There's some deeper creeks, but I don't think the people who aren't familiar with swimming is starting in a creek where they don't know where.
Not everyone goes swimming probably
no,
when they're young.
But not everyone has access to not everyone has access to pools. Not everyone has access to waters.
I understand that. I don't need I don't need to check my privilege here.
No, you just said that everyone did, and I'm just saying
well,
no.
I'm just
saying
I swam in the creek a lot as a boy.
Okay.
I wasn't going.
Is that
to
where
the,
you learned how to swim?
I wasn't going to the country club pool. All
I mean,
the
is
time.
That where you learned how to swim though?
I learned to swim in a community pool.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't imagine you learned how to swim in a creek.
But it was not a country club pool.
No, it's fine.
It was a community pool.
Was it like swim lessons? Or
they let everyone come.
Was it lessons? Did you have lessons there?
I didn't have lessons.
So your parents would just put you in there and like...
Eventually I just knew how to do it. I don't know. Like, it was natural.
It seems like a weird place to learn, but I guess if you have to learn there, like, you know, just would seem dangerous.
It was, I don't know, I guess it just, maybe it comes natural to some people, and then other people, it's
kind of
like the thing with your tongue, you know, some people can't roll their tongue.
I would just say the younger you learn how to do it, the better.
Yeah.
I would say it's just sort of like a bike in that regard of like getting in the water early and getting familiar with it before you're too young, before you're really cognitive of the dangers of freaking out and stuff.
So,
like, you're talking about privilege, like, we had an above ground pool when I was like 4 or 5, like, I learned to swim in there.
Yeah.
I don't think the above ground pool is
too privileged.
It was still nice to go outside and jump off the dock into the pool. Like,
hey,
it was still nice to have that option.
Aunt had one. I loved it.
I'm just simply saying that's where I learned how to swim.
But I think the in-ground pool, those are
sure.
privileged people
sure,
there.
Sure, obviously.
Yeah.
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 My cousin had one of those, and I like going to their house.
You can swim okay, right?
Oh, no. I would consider myself a good swimmer.
Okay. Like, if we went out to the lake and we both just jumped in the lake, you'd be all right.
Oh, no, I could swim a good distance.
Swim to the shore.
Well, depending on how far it was. If it was like, you know, 1,000 yards, that might I might tire out. But my swimming ability is pretty good. Like, I could go swim, you know, 50 meters at the Y. I don't want to say fast, but I feel like I used to beat all my friends racing swimming. So, I'm a pretty strong swimmer.
I guess when you're in deep water that you can't touch the ground, you do feel a little bit vulnerable.
If you're not familiar with water.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't grow up in water, you didn't learn, and you don't feel good about your strengths, like, you freak out, your body, like Cam said, you can't tread water, you drown.
I just can't imagine not being able to keep your head up, though, just like if you have to. Like, the alternative is drowning, you know. I don't know. I guess there's some people.
Do we have a percentage? Do we have a guess on how many, the percentage of people that can swim, I guess? I would say... 85%.
Can?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the percentage
I don't know if
would
we, is that access available? Are you able to access
Yeah, I got
Google?
Percentages
of adults that claim they can swim?
Yeah.
85%, way too high, way too low.
Way too high.
Okay.
64%?
Still a little high.
Really?
Yeah.
You're saying like half the people can't swim?
Yeah, it says only 56% of Americans can perform the five core swimming skills.
Okay, well, what's the five core swimming skills, though? Let me click on the article. Is that, like, include, like, the backstroke and breaststroke and stuff? Because my answer would go down if I'm asking people how many can backstroke. But is it, like, tread water, lay on your back?
All right, here it is. It's
hold your breath? Like, what are the five
steps
cores?
Steps are known as water competency, which include jumping or stepping into water over one's head, returning to the surface to tread water or float for 1 minute, circling around and identifying an exit, swimming 25 yards to that point, and then exiting the water.
Do you think you could do that? Could you tread water?
I couldn't tread water.
You couldn't tread water for a minute?
I can't tread water for like 5 seconds.
So you are considered not being able to swim?
I guess so, yeah.
Could you hit those five checkpoints, Cody? Could you swim 25 yards and do all that?
Yes. Yeah. I could do the backstroke. No problem.
I would hope so.
I love the backstroke.
Yeah.
Average of 10 people die in the U.S. per drowning.
You're going backwards.
For
butterfly
day.
Or backstroke? The two different things? Like both arms at one time, or you're doing one arm at a time?
I think of it as two arms at once. Is that not a backstroke?
I mean, it might be. I don't know. I think of it as.
I mean, I can get on my back and get to the other end of the pool.
No, I guess I do it two at a time. I guess I do it two at the same time, too, yeah. I think.
You lay back on your back, you can get from one end of the pool to the other.
Sure.
Of course, then you risk hitting your head on the concrete.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you got to keep your arms up.
Yeah. Okay.
I like swimming, actually. You know, they say it's the best exercise you can get.
Sure.
Better than anything. It works so many different muscles.
I saw that damn chlorine when I go to the Y. I hated that. It would just dry my whole skin out.
Yeah. It's not that bad. Boosts the immune system.
Got a little bit of breaking news for Tennessee basketball.
Wee.
We will give it to you on the other side. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. A little bit of breaking news for Tennessee basketball. Now you can hit the horn, Cam. The basketball tournament. Are you familiar with it?
The basketball tournament.
TBT, the basketball tournament.
No.
It's the basketball league that happens in, like, the summer. Of, like, August. It happens, like, in August. It is on ESPN. It is the $2 million prize pool. Where the winning team gets $2 million.
Summer league?
It's not summer league. It's this is like old. These are like, you know, usually college teams will have an old team together. Ohio State had one, I think, that was pretty good. There's a demand, I guess, for these players who come. Like, usually it's like people coming from back overseas and playing in this.
Okay.
But Tennessee apparently putting a team together.
Finally, they never have one.
I know. Bobby Mays sends out a video via the Big 12, or the basketball tournament Twitter account, announcing that they will be putting a team together.
Ooh, I bet we could guess a few who's going to be on it.
I know.
Probably Jarnell be on it, I would guess.
Would say Jarnell would be on that team.
Maybe they'll get Chris Lofton on that team. He's just hanging out in Kentucky.
Chris Lofton is?
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he told the people on the drive?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, maybe they'll get Kevin Punter on there. Or is he still – I guess he's still in Europe somewhere?
Well, like I said, some of these – you know, there's a lot of players from overseas that come back and play. Like, I don't know what the basketball seasons would be.
I'm just saying with the whole the shut Rona. Down the borders and stuff.
I don't know. I don't know where those players from that were playing overseas get stuck when that stuff happens. But – Bobby Mays, of course, is going to be on the team. I'd imagine they bring Juwan back, right? I feel like Juwan's probably still in pretty good shape. Tyler Smith, what's he up to?
JP Prince.
We're just gonna let's get the band back together. Add in Jarnell for some size.
I mean, what is this? If people try to win.
They literally just get like old college players.
It's a basketball tournament. And the winner gets $2 million. The basketball tournament was the first, I call it quote-unquote high-profile league to adopt the Elam ending, the one they had in the All-Star game,
mm-hmm.
where they play to a certain point in the fourth quarter.
It's basically like pickup basketball between like old college teams.
Basically. Like Aaron Kraft, his team was in this last year.
They were running a little
bit.
Yeah,
they were pretty good. Like it's
Syracuse has one.
And then you'll have some coaches that usually have some ties to the players or the programs or whatever trying to help them.
Yeah.
Like I want to say, did Jerry McNamara, did he coach the Syracuse team? Am I making that up?
Yeah, that sounds right. I know, like, Jared Sullinger, I think, was coaching some on the Ohio State one.
Maybe that's, yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's just like, yeah, the old school teams getting back together and playing the tournament, and you'll get some random, like, just all European guys come over and try and play. And for $2 million, I mean, why not throw your name in the hat? But it's entertaining, if especially because you'll recognize, like, the players' names. Like you said, with like Ohio State, you remember people remember Aaron Kraft, stuff like that. You'll see the old players. And you're like,
I remember them.
Yeah.
Tennessee has – I've been wanting Tennessee to have a basketball team in this tournament to give me a reason to care because I watched, but I'm like, I don't actually care about this.
So they actually represent the school in this?
They usually rep it. Like it doesn't like
– Yeah.
It's not like tied
like,
to the school.
Ohio State's team would wear like scarlet and red – or scarlet is red. Excuse me, scarlet and gray.
Does it say Ohio State on the jersey?
I don't think it says Ohio State, but they would have
their team name is.
That's something representative of like Buckeyes, I thought, or something like that.
I know Syracuse's used to be Boeheim's Army.
Yeah,
so it's like stuff like that. So you know basically like where all the guys are coming from, and they will rep it a little bit, but it's so not like affiliated necessarily.
Not everyone's college team. Sometimes it's just like some, you know, one team I think was just like basically some EuroLeague All Stars, like guys that like went over to play in other countries that they would then become, I guess, teammates and play together or whatever.
So it's just like a bunch of washed-up guys that weren't good enough for the NBA?
They guys not good enough for the NBA. I don't know if I'd call them washed up. I mean, they just weren't good enough for the NBA. Like, it's tough to be good enough for the NBA.
Like we said, some play in Europe, so it's not like they're always out of basketball.
It's not like the big three where some
scrubs.
Of the guys are retired. I mean, yeah, like, they're just – they're good basketball players. They're good college basketball players that just weren't good enough for the NBA. Like, that's okay.
Just reliving the glory days. Yeah.
For a chance of $2 million, yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Would you say this is equal, better, worse quality than the XFL? Like the, you know, the football equivalent?
Yeah, I'd say they're comparable. Because I think it's a little more name recognition than this one.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say that it is probably comparable, but more name recognition for sure.
It's not a bad watch at all. Like
a 64-team single elimination tournament for $2 million. Games take place in July and August. We didn't even talk about what the Big Three is doing. We didn't speak about that. Did you see what the Big Three was trying to do, the other basketball league?
Oh, it wasn't where they were basically just going to like quarantine all their players?
Yeah, they're going to have like a Big Brother crossover where they're going to take all these players and put them in a house together and broadcast like the day-to-day activity that they were doing. And then play basketball.
Are they all going to get tested first?
Yeah, like they're going to get tested, make sure everybody's clear. And then, all players will have tested negative for coronavirus. They would then capture their daily lives on tape from mansion, basketball court on site. Anyone who breaks quarantine is eliminated and removed. So, like, you had to basically come in and be like, yeah, I agree to stay in this house for as long as possible without leaving. If you leave, you're out.
Hmm.
That way it kind of filled some sports void. We didn't think about that. That was that came across, I believe, last week.
Well, I mean, that could work as long as they're testing all the guys. That'd be kind of cool. And it'd be good for them to just be stuck in one place where you're quarantined, basically, just with the other guys.
Right.
It's a pretty good way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty smart. Like I said, it could fill a void that we so desperately need. But, yeah, they want to have a reality TV basketball tournament.
I don't know what the sports value is.
I think the sports value would be pretty big for this.
Well, the
Big Three.
I mean, the entertainment value, I think, would be good. I don't know, you know, from an actual sport perspective how great it'll be, but I think it'd be good entertainment.
Well, they've tried to make some changes to the Big Three. They tried to, like, I think they lowered the age because they wanted to kind of be a older basketball league for a while. But I think now they've said they're letting anyone over 22 in. Basically, anybody outside of college age could join, so the quality of play should be going up with some name recognition. Like, I believe Zach Randolph, you know, for the Grizzlies, people said he wants to play in this. You remember Joe Johnson last year just dominating the league and just dominating it so badly he got a workout and a contract that wasn't guaranteed with the Pistons before he got cut. But it could be pretty cool. It could be pretty cool. Yahoo Sports reported that the Big Three is in talk with multiple networks to broadcast the games and house banter. I would like, a place to maybe have, like, unedited house banter. I would imagine you could get some good stories and trash talk in there, but I would want it unedited, unfiltered, just boom, put it on there.
Yeah. That would be ideal.
What about Tennessee putting a team together in the basketball tournament?
I mean, I've never watched it before, so.
Would this get you into it?
Well, I mean, I don't want to disappoint you. But I don't think I would watch. Just me.
Who's your favorite ball basketball player?
Chris Lofton.
If he was to play in this, would you watch it?
No. No, I don't think so.
Really?
Just because, I mean.
Even in the summer, like, if we're still star for sports, like, this, so Chris Lofton getting the band back together with Bobby Mays and maybe some of our UT greats, you still wouldn't care?
I don't think so.
I forget you're not really a Tennessee basketball fan.
No, I'd rather watch the real team.
You would be in on this?
Yeah, I casually watch it already a little bit.
You'd rather watch John Fulkerson and the boys than watch Chris Lofton and Bobby Mays and them play?
Yeah, at least they actually represent the school still.
I would imagine there's a orange
I'm
tie
sure
here.
I'm sure they'll tie the name into
And I would
team
say
name.
That the university would try to, if they could, possibly, I don't know about the legalities of it and the NCAA stuff, I would imagine that they would support and try to get involved somehow.
I think I'll just go to the pool.
That's not social distancing.
Go to the lake. That's social distancing. I need a boat. I can just go out by myself, away from the world.
Get a canoe.
That's what the rich people are doing. They're all loaded up on yachts and just chilling out in the ocean right now.
Canoes are easy to sink.
That's what, yeah.
I like canoeing. It's been a couple years, but I like it. You went a couple years ago, didn't you?
Canoeing?
Yeah.
I went kayaking. No, I went kayaking.
I always forget. We should go canoeing sometime. You and me in one canoe.
That sounds not very fun. We can go kayaking, though.
I like canoes. It takes teamwork. We got to work together.
That's what I want to do. It would be a weird dynamic for me.
I'm a good canoer.
That'd be a weird dynamic for me.
Because you'd be at the front for
yeah,
once.
Yeah, usually I'm the anchor. Usually I'm in the back. I don't know if I would want to be in the front.
You wouldn't have to do much. I could handle most of the load from the back.
I feel like
plus you'd be up in the air a couple feet.
I feel like your canoeing is go park somewhere and then drink and then continue canoeing. And then, yeah. That's not canoeing I want to do.
What are you? That's what canoeing is. You canoe for a while. You drink all day on the river, and then you.
That's dangerous.
It is a little dangerous
if you're canoeing only really comes down to my school days where we couldn't drink. We would just canoe. Go check out the river or the lake.
Hmm. Did you ever go to a good one with a lot of rapids?
No.
Like where you actually have to fight?
No, my brother was a guide down at like Ocoee, and he always tried to get me to come down and do that with him. I was like, no.
Is that a pretty challenging one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go do that.
Maybe.
Yeah, do a little drinking and canoeing.
I don't think you could canoe. I think you have to get in a raft and like raft.
Oh, so it is pretty.
Yeah, it's like where the Olympics, I think, were held.
Oh. Well, yeah, we don't want to canoe that.
Then. Yeah, like, we're not canoeing that.
Yeah, let's get a raft.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be a fun time, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I love doing that stuff.
I don't.
Nobody ever invites me.
I never go, so like it's not like I'm going and not inviting you. My family, my mom always tries to get me to go, and I'm like, I'm good. My brother told me like they, a bunch of snakes and trees and rocks and stuff can get in the raft, and I was like, I'm good. Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is in